Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, KMC Podcast. A podcast by KMC Skunknut, also known as the KMC Network. This is a podcast by gamers, cosplayers, anime lovers, otakus, activists, game developers, voice actors, and loads much more. Here we discuss the very aspects of gaming, anime, cosplay, game design, voice acting, world problems, and more. We use activism in these outlets. We use gaming as medium to bring change. Cosplaying as a medium to bond together as a family. We use anime as a means of laughter together. As if all of the things that hurt us were let washed away down the river and down into the land of the yokai, the land of the oni, having taken our purities, having been washed away, cleansed from our soul. This is a podcast of Japanese culture and bringing change and activism through the world of anime, gaming, cosplay, and more. This is KMC Podcast. The grand opening of KMC's Skunknut. Woo! It's finally here, ladies and gentlemen. At least, that's what I would want to say. But I can't. Not with that kind of enthusiasm. You see, a lot of people have been attacked lately. A lot of these special snowflakes, as the people are calling them, have been causing mayhem over on Twitter, Facebook, and even news. who are supposed to be non-biased. But now the sporting leftist agendas. That's not right.
No, is it?
Now, because of all this, today is grand opening day for Skunknet. But it will not be opening to the public as it was supposed to be. Because of the hazardous community on the internet, KMC Skunknet will be opening to the public on an invitation-only basis. Meaning, you must be invited to join the network. I'm sorry that this had to be, but because of the disastrous mayhem and chaos that is ensuing, I have no choice to protect our members, to protect those victims, to protect those who seek shelter, to seek peace, to seek hope, tranquility, and unity. To them, I will give them safe passage, but to others, they will be forced out. For the safety of the network and those within it, KMC Network is opening their doors to the public, but on an invitation-only basis. It is with a heavy heart that I have to change these plans on grand opening day. But I hope that all of you will understand. And maybe in the future, I can open it to the public for anyone to join. But even then, there is still a zero tolerance rule that will still be enforced. So don't think, oh, yeah, okay, open to the public, I can join and cause mayhem. Good luck with that. You cause mayhem, you're kicked out day one. There's a zero tolerance policy set in place. So if you're invited during this time, and you're kicked out, sorry, you're not getting another invite. Names will be taken, and accounts that were given these invites will also be noted. We hope to protect our network, protect our community, protect our members, and protect those victims. It is with a sad and heavy heart that I have to deliver this news under the authority of the higher-ups. Those that be. So, with that said, I apologize for all the KMC Skunknet hype that's been going on. The internet ruined it. And to you, special snowflakes, I hope you're happy. You ruined something great. You ruined something that was supposed to be a home. And because of such, you ruined your chance of even being considered for an invite to our safe haven. To those who seek neither side, and to those who seek peace and justice. You will be granted passage during this desperate time. But until then, invites only. Thanks a lot, Special Snowflakes. Ready to ruin another great celebration. And with that, I end part one. The grand opening announcement. Stay tuned for part two. The issues that endanger the KMC network and required us to initiate an invite-only opening. Stay tuned!
Welcome to part two of episode one on day two of the grand opening. That's right, this is a two-day podcast. Recorded over 2 days, being released to you, to all of you, on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, all of the podcast networks you can find us. This is for you. So, without further ado, Karistaru from part one said that the network is in danger. Well, part two, it is going to be me and the co-founder, Dracoflare, explaining things as to why? It's not pretty.
Very inopportune time to yawn.
Yes. But, yeah, it's not pretty. It's been going on with multiple other people. And this very incident that's been going on Twitter that Karistaru mentioned, we will be going into depth as to what exactly is going on and how it exactly affects the KMC network. Hence, the invite only for the grand opening. So, without further ado, part two of KMC Podcast, episode one, by the founders, Dracoflare and Crystal, begins now. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. I am Crystal.
I am Dracoflare.
And we are the founders of KMC SkunkNet, also known as KMC Network. There have been problems going on, and we are not too happy with it. As a matter of fact, we are disgusted by these accusations because there is no proof, there is no evidence, there is no court case, there is no justice. And it's been going against multiple people, including the network. Back in 2018, as well as 2017. Yes, the network has been attacked before, but this time it's not being attacked directly, but is at risk of being attacked. So it's endangered because of Draco. You want to go into detail and explain?
There's a couple of tags floating around on Twitter. One of them started about, I think, 2 weeks ago now, called #KickVic. These people gathered together accusations with zero proof against Vic Minnona, a well-known and well-liked voice actor, and said that he was sexually harassing minors, when clearly this isn't the case, because there's no proof, there's just hearsay, there's just what people have said, and they've taken pictures from people, but these pictures they have taken were from people who gave consent to be hugged, and they took the pictures and warped them out of context to fit their own narrative. Another one happened a couple of days ago when Todd Haberkorn, another voice actor, took Twitter to defend himself against Jesse Pridemore as she accused him of date rape. Her story doesn't really even hold water, and he seemed to disprove much of what she said.
His story is actual evidence from the chat logs between him and her. And believe it or not, the chat logs say otherwise. But people have said, oh, you altered the chat logs into your favor. The problem is, the chat logs appear undoctored, meaning there were no changes to warp it into his favor. So how can it be warped into his favor if the chat log's been unchanged? And people don't care about that. They just care about exacting justice and revenge with no evidence. Exacting justice and revenge with no court case. Exacting justice and revenge with hearsay. They're exacting justice as if they are the judge, saying they're guilty, while the law says you are innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. They have never taken it to the court of law, so these two men have been and always will be innocent until proven guilty in the court of law. Whether these people like it or not, there is no court case. There is no judge. There is no court hearing. there is no jury. Thus, there is no guilty. If you want someone to be guilty, whether it be a man, be charged and tried and found guilty, or a woman charged and tried and found guilty, you have to go through the court process. It's how the law works. However, Draco, how exactly are these people accusing them, saying they're guilty without the court of law coming into play? How are they even able to do such? How are they even able to say, oh, you're guilty?
Which was supposedly 20 years of accusations that only recently came up, which is convenient for them, because up until they said anything, nobody really knew anything about these supposed accusations. They're saying it's evidence because there's more than one person claiming that,
sexually assaulted.
Two different things, Crystal.
Well, there's two stories. One's rape, one sexual assault.
Todd's the one being accused of rape. Anyway.
Well, we're talking about both of them here.
Vic's accusations, I've never heard of anything like that over the last 20 or so years.
Which is weird, because
bound to speak up even if they were scared to, because at some point in those 20 years, somebody would have gathered the courage.
I mean, if it's been going on for 20 years, then it would have been dealt with within those 20 years. But now they just speak up after 20 years? It sounds kind of fishy, don't you think, Draco?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, you can say that it happened 20 years ago, and it could just be all just a fabricated story. Anybody can make a story. Anybody can make things up. Anybody can accuse anyone of anything. What makes the difference is accusations are different than crimes. Accusations, no one's guilty in an accusation. It's all just, oh, he did this, he did that, she did this, she did that. Nobody's guilty in an accusation. It's when you take it to court and they are found guilty, does it become a crime?
Right.
And yet people are saying, oh, you raped someone. Oh, you sexually molested someone. You're guilty. It's not a crime until they've been taken to court and found guilty of such crimes. Otherwise, it's just hearsay this, hearsay that. And because of such, it is endangering the KMC network and its very foundation. And honestly, us founders, as well as the members that already exist in the network, we do not tolerate such, and we do not like such, and we do not accept such. We do not support people who bully, abuse, harass, sexually assault, molest, and bully and all that. But we do not tolerate people who wrongfully accuse people of these things. If you want us to stop supporting them, then prove it in the court of law. It's the only place that can be found guilty, tried, and brought to justice. You, snowflakes, cannot do it yourselves. Oh, but I'm a lawyer. Doesn't matter. Are you a judge? No? Okay then. Oh, I know law. I'm a law student. Okay. Are you a lawyer? No? Okay then. No one can bring justice except a judge. If you have a problem with someone and you say they were wrongfully accused and that your story is actually not wrongfully accused story, that they did indeed molest you, or they did indeed rape you, or they did indeed this or that, take you to court. Don't just make false accusations. Take it to court. Have a judge look at it. And get the person silenced. And silence those who are defending him because they're abiding by the law. Because what you're doing is not abiding by the law. You are accusing people, saying they're guilty, without the court of law. You can only be marked guilty in the court of law. You're missing a step here, people. It doesn't work like how you're doing it. It's not how the law works. You say, oh, but word of mouth and hearsay worked back then. Okay then. If it worked back then take it to courts. You should win. Oh, wait. Why aren't you taking it to courts? Is it because you're afraid? Is it because you're afraid of being countersued? Is it because you're afraid of being found out? Is it because you're afraid of being caught? Is it afraid of being exposed as a fraud? And you, yourself, being thrown in jail? Don't make accusations without concrete evidence that is sustainable in the court of law and taking it to the courts and having a trial with a judge, with a jury, and a court case behind it all. Otherwise, your accusations saying they're guilty without the court case, without a judge's approval, without a jury's decision, without the court of law, it's only going to cause more problems. People can sue you for slander, libel, defamation of character, and actually win. If I'm not mistaken, Draco, you found an article about that, right? About how somebody made accusations and the one that was accused sued them for defamation of character, and the person that was making the accusations was thrown in jail.
Actually, it was a video, and they explained that she made false rape accusations that were proved wrong, and the lady was sentenced to, I think, 30-something days in prison for making a false accusation.
But it was all because of defamation of character and false rape claims, right?
Mostly false rape claims. Defamation of character is not necessarily a crime. It's
but yet, it's false rape claims that got her thrown in jail. Now, think about it. What's happening with Todd Haverkorn? Rape claims, right? Mm-hmm. If they're found false, the one making the accusations could be thrown in jail just like that one person. Right. Was thrown in jail.
Right.
Even though it's for a few days, trust me, those few days will be pure misery. Even one day in jail is not fun. Imagine being there for multiple days. Just be glad you're not there for a couple of years. But every state works differently. Every country works differently. So you might have less days, you might have more days. It depends on what the judge decides. So, yeah. Somebody made false rape claims, thrown in jail for false accusations, and they paid the time. They paid the price. So if you want to make false rape claims and false sexual assault claims, be my guest. But do be ready for the repercussions that can follow. Because if your accusations are found false, you'll be working the time and paying the price. But if they're found true, then congratulations. At least somebody's telling the truth. But yet there's just one step you have to take for such to come true. You have to take it to the court of law in front of a judge and a jury. So, yeah, that's what's been going on, and that's just a little blabbering of the network founders, explaining what's all been going on, what's all been happening, and why the KMC network is in danger. If you're one of those snowflakes, and you got a problem with us? Just be aware. We did nothing to start problems with you. So, don't be starting problems with us. We here at KMC Network have a zero tolerance policy on bullying, abuse, harassment, and many other things. We do not tolerate any of that in the network. Hence why the network is set to invite only. We stand above such, and we fight to protect the victims of such. We are an activist community. We do not start fights. We do not look for fights. But we do stand up for those who are wrongfully accused, who are victimized, who have been harassed, those who have been bullied, those who have been raped. I have been raped once, and I have been sexually assaulted, molested specifically once. I have had literally two accounts of sexual harassment, one being rape. The other being molestation, manipulation, and whatnot. I am a victim myself. It is not fun. It is not a joke. It is not something you can throw around online and expect people to believe your story without any combat against your claims. You can say this, you can say that, but do expect some repercussions. There will be people demanding you to take her to court. There will be people defending the one you're accusing. There will be people fighting for what they believe in. And there will even be people saying and quoting the law. And you try to silence them, but you can't silence justice. You can't silence equality. You can't silence peace. You can't silence activism. You can try all you want, but they will always come back stronger than before. KMC Network has been attacked before. I said that. Well, we came back stronger than before. We have a whole network now. We have a whole community and many sub-communities. We have came back stronger, better, ready to help make a difference, ready to help those who have been victimized and wrongfully accused. We here at KMC Skunknet stand for what's right. And as a victim of rape and sexual manipulation, I say that if you are sexually manipulated or raped, take it to the courts of law. End of discussion. If you got a problem with that, then be ready to pay the price. Draco, you have anything to say before we go?
Nope.
You think I hit the nail on the board?
Yep.
Anything you want to say to our listeners?
Not right now.
Okay. That said, that is the reason why KMC Skunknet is at risk. That is why we are on an invite-only grand opening, as much as I hate to do it. Because of all these happenings, because of how toxic the media is, and because of how problematic the whole problem is as a whole, and as a victim of such myself, I will not tolerate false accusations. Why, I will support them once you take them to the court of law and a judge and jury has found Todd and Vic guilty, that they are indeed what you say they are, then yeah, I will believe them. And you. Okay, yeah, they are victims. You were right. But until you take it to the court of law, they're innocent. And we will defend them until they are proven guilty in the court of law. Am I right? So, if you want us to believe you, if you want us to believe that Todd and Vic is guilty, that Todd did indeed rape someone, that Vic did indeed sexually harass someone, then take it to the court of law. Have it brought in front of a judge and jury. Have the trial find him guilty. Not you guilty of false accusations. Them guilty. If you're found guilty of false accusations, then you are lost cause. But if the judge and jury finds Todd and Vic guilty, then we will reconsider. One of the blessings of being a U.S. citizen is you are innocent until proven guilty. So, are they guilty? Prove it. In front of a judge and a jury in the court of law.
I know there's going to be those people that toss up those statistics that less than 10% of rape cases lead to a conviction.
I will admit, I did not take mine to court, but I did have the police involved. And trust me, the police handled it without a court case. Because the person that raped me was visiting from out of state, and she was mentally unstable. They put her in a psych ward and sent her back home to her state. I have not been affected since. Oh, and another thing. Saying that, oh, you'll never let it go. You'll never be able to get over being raped. I was raped. I did not take it to court. I will admit, my rape claim was not brought up in the court of law. That is true. I am one of those statistics, but that doesn't mean that nothing can be done. As I said, I got the cops involved. They handled the situation, and they sent the rapist back home to their own state. So, just because you don't take it to court doesn't mean you can't take legal action. But you have to do it then and there while it's fresh. If this is 20 years ago, then it's old news. There's nothing you can do now. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
You can't have a rape kit done 20 years later. It won't work. It doesn't work like that.
The more you wait, the less likely your chances of connecting.
So if this is 20 years ago, and you're just bringing it up now, I'm sorry. But, the rape accusations can't be proven in the court of law anymore. Because it's been 20 years, there's no chances of doing a rape kit in this time and day, this far in to the whole accusation. It's 20 years later. The DNA is gone. You can still try to do something, but there's nothing you really can do in this day and age, 20 years later. The laws have changed over 20 years. Things have changed over the 20 years. And you can't imprison someone with just word of mouth and hearsay and just photos and videos and all that anymore. Those aren't admissible in the court of law anymore. They were 20 years ago. But not now. So, find some other evidence that is sustainable and have witnesses that are able to provide evidence that is admissible in the court of law. Because word of mouth, spoken accounts, and chat logs are not enough by themselves. Photos and videos are not enough by themselves. They were back then, but they're not now. So find another solution.
I ain't gonna name names here, but there's a dude that's kind of pissing me off because every time on the hashtag I stand with Vic, he makes it a point to comment on each and every one of them and tell them almost every time how he was raped when he was 7 years old. So the reason that makes me mad is because he's bringing it up like it's like, you know, it's a common thing to do, to use your own situation to further a goal like this.
You don't see me using my rape claims to back up this incident.
Dude also claims to be a retired officer and a retired military veteran.
However, if that's so, I wonder, how is he able to let things go if he keeps bringing it up? Draco?
They'll never be able to let it go.
Yet, I'm a rape victim. I'm a sexually manipulated victim. I don't bring it up. I don't tell people this. Why? Because I moved on. I let it go. It's not a problem for me anymore. Why bring it up? Why tell other people about my rape experience, about my sexually manipulated experience? Why bring it up if it's irrelevant?
Exactly.
Why bring it up if I moved on?
Exactly.
Why bring it up if it's been dealt with? It defeats the purpose. You say that, but I've been raped. I've been sexually manipulated. I've been sexually assaulted. I can't let it go. Then how the hell can I let it go? I don't bring it up. Maybe that's a hint as to how you can let it go.
Another thing, if you see these claims and you believe it, and your first thing to do is get angry, you've already failed. You can't get angry. You can't let emotion into it, because the second you do that, all of your arguments are instantly invalid because you are typing and tweeting in anger.
You are using emotion to further the cause of war. And emotions go deaf. In the court of law, emotions are inadmissible. If you are angry and you start yelling in the courtroom, the judge will tell you to quiet down or leave the courtroom. Judges don't accept emotions. They will accept crying and sadness, but they will not accept anger and aggression.
If you do that, you're going to be held in contempt. And if you continue to get out of hand, I'll have the bailiff escort you out of the courtroom.
And, hate to break it to you people, but you snowflakes, you're not the judge. You're not the jury. And you certainly aren't a god.
The snowflakes, social justice warriors, feminazis. All really the same thing, almost.
However, there's something about social justice warriors. a social justice warrior isn't what you snowflakes consider to be social justice warriors. A social justice warrior fights for equality and justice, not to make accusations and bring destruction. Social justice warriors fight for peace, not bring mayhem and disorder. Social justice warriors fight on a neutral ground, not on a biased front. Social justice warriors are not what you snowflakes call it, but anything other than what you claim it to be. Social justice warriors are those like us who actually stand for justice, who actually stand for equality, who actually stand with the law, who actually stand on a neutral ground, who actually stand for the greater good, who actually stand with what is true, what is just, and what is found within the court of law. That is what defines a true justice warrior. So, that said, you social justice warriors disagree with that description of a social justice warrior? That's what you claim to be. But you're not on a neutral ground. You claim to be a social justice warrior, but you're not using the law in your favor. You social justice warriors claim to bring peace and happiness, but you're only bringing anger and despair. We here at KMC SkunkNet stand for true justice, true equality, peace to those who have been victimized, and coincide and conform with the court of law. We are a neutral entity. We take no sides. We only go with what the law has provided. And until it goes through the court systems, the law has not been provided. That said, SkunkNet is closed to the general public without invite. This has been Crystal
and Draco,
the founders of KMC Network, with this long and lengthy yet detailed and conveniently re-explained for those who have problems accepting fact and considering logic. We have re-explained it for you so you can understand the logic and facts. There is zero excuse for your behavior. There is zero excuse for your accusations not being taken to the court of law. If they are true, you should win. But if they are false, then stop these accusations before you pay the price. Thanks for tuning in. And this has been part two of the KMC podcast grand opening. This is a reason why the grand opening is invite only. This is a reason why the network is going through a tough time, and why you snowflakes and so-called justice warriors have ruined something so great, so amazing, so hopeful. Hope you enjoyed. And for those who support our cause, who support Vic and Todd, who believe that they are innocent until proven guilty in the court of law, those who believe the court systems are a must, you can join us on the network, as well as social media platforms such as Facebook and even Twitter, where this is all going down. You can join us on Facebook at the KMC Skunknet Facebook page, on Twitter at KMC Mascot _ K, as well as some other social medias that we will not disclose here, but on those medias, if asked politely. We even have a petition you can sign if you think that Twitter should not be a medium for accusations or any other wrongdoings. You can contact us at the social medias to ask for the petition. Help us bring a stop to accusations, and help us bring justice using the court systems as they should be. Twitter should not be a pool for justice and accusations and having people found guilty without the court system. The Twitter medias shall not be the court system.
I think you've made that point.
So join us. Check out our social medias. And if you wish to sign this petition, you may contact us on Facebook at KMC Skunknet.
And we will share the link to you.
Or on Twitter at KMC Mascot _ K. And we will share the link with you there as well. Help us make a difference. Till then. It is day 12 of the grand opening, and Valentine's Day is coming up. We have had multiple attempts for new content to add to this podcast episode, but this podcast is well overdue. We have not had any content prepared, so we will be adding that in a future podcast episode. We apologize for not having provided that content in this episode, but this episode is well overdue. It is time we upload this podcast. I apologize that this episode is well overdue. But that said, do keep an eye out for episode 2 of the Vic Magna ordeal. That does not mean it'll be episode 2 of the podcast. The next episode we have in mind is a Valentine's Day special. That will be taking place around Valentine's Day this week, where we will be discussing and explaining what is up with Valentine's, what you can do for your fiance, husband or wife, or loved one this Valentine's, what is good to do, what you can do for your significant other, what you could get your significant other, or even tell your significant other on Valentine's. So keep an eye out for that in episode 2. It'll be our Valentine's Day gift to you, to all of our followers, listeners. We apologize that we cannot give you all of the content in this one episode, but this episode is overdue, so do expect us to expand on this in a future episode. With that said, this is Founder Crystal signing off. Apologize for the inconvenience, the late episode, but we do plan to expand on this later on. Just be ready for our next episode, episode 2, Valentine's Day special. That said, thanks for tuning in. Stay safe. Have fun. And game on. Cosplay on. Bring change. And battle on. And well, actually, I'm not sure if I could use a battle on. That's a motto of another game company, but you get the point here. Stay safe out there. Have fun. And just do what you do best. This is the founder, Crystal, signing off.
And this is co-founder, Dracoflare, signing off.
And don't forget me, the mascot, Kay, signing off as well. Thanks for tuning in to KMC Podcast, episode 1. See you soon.